right, Thursday nighter tonight, Indianapolis at Denver. Denver's in primetime every single week. Russell Wilson in primetime, but that means Nathaniel Hackett is coaching in primetime.
Does that, did Russ put them in primetime?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Whoa.
Look at Luke Wilson. Look at him in studio. What is going on in there?
Yeah, I'm a little lonely here, guys. I miss the guys over here.
I know. Al's brother's in there, though, isn't he?
We just had a great chat.
Let me ask you something, okay? Because he seems to be coming over the top rope a little bit in our own personal chat room. Can you explain what that's like for you, for a guy named Al's brother, to be stopping some of your info? Or what do you think in general of the info that he has to offer?
You know, O-Dog, I'll be honest, Emperor Palpatine seems... This guy's got a football mind, and he is a stats guru. I mean, he's saying stats that I can't even... I'm like, whoa, where do you even find that? I'm gonna say we need the real FanDuel odds should be something about the over-under on how long it's going to be until Al's brother is a GM in this league. I mean,
what?
This guy,
Stop it, dude. Get out of here.
Knows so much ball when it comes to... I mean, he's the money ball of the NFL.
Outrageous.
He's the money ball of the NFL.
Outrageous commentary.
It's outrageous. I've got to be honest.
If you for an NFL job, I swear to God, I'll pass out and die.
So will I. They'll never see me again. Ever again.
We just agreed in the last hour, Luke, that this guy was... He was the best at shining up a turd and making it sound great.
Right.
And all of a sudden, you're contradicting that because he will have tremendous information. It sounds amazing. But honestly, there are people that write to our show say, whatever he says, I just go the exact opposite because he finds
and make a fortune. Put the kids through school.
Well, I think when Al's brother gets the call, when they bring him in today, I'm not going to lie. The three picks Al's brother, O-Dog, and myself have, two of them I feel very, very good about. One of them, I've been back and forth, and that's tonight. I'm having a very hard time figuring out what's going to happen. And yeah, Al's brother, a.k.a. Palpatine, did sway me. He did sway me.
He swayed.
What? But he, like I said, he's a football mind. He's a teammate. We're rolling with him, O-Dog. We're rolling with him.
This is the issue, though, right? He's a Colts fan. You know, like the Colts.
Yeah.
I was talking to a buddy of mine who's a Colts fan, and he said they are famous for right when you think they suck, that's when they pull the dagger back out, right?
Okay, that's
fair. Why, how? By winning?
Yeah, they'll win.
Here's
somehow
my question, Ace, and I know we're going against you here, but how do you think Matt Ryan does tonight?
I think it's average. That's what I expect. He'll be like 17 for 27.
How could you expect anything else?
Yards. Yeah, like just it'll be okay. That's what I expect out of Matt Ryan.
I mean, last week he threw for 330.
Mm-hmm.
Now they were down a bunch, so he had to. But it's like, to me, this is one of those weird games where when you take out like Jonathan Taylor, does the offense not get? Hear me out on this. Not get better overall, because clearly they don't. But do they get better this week in the sense of, you know what, this run game has been very bad. Jonathan Taylor has not been off to a great year. The O-line's underperforming. Does it happen now where it's like, hey, this team doesn't really know what to prepare for. Maybe we let Matty Ice sling it 45 times.
Well, I think that's asking for a lot out of him. But
that's a fair statement.
Yeah, that might be the game plan. You're right. With Jonathan Taylor out, and like they're not going to run the ball to the same capacity, he may have to throw. I wonder about Russ, too, right? Like, Russell Wilson feels like he needs to have a game that pops, doesn't it? Doesn't he need a big game here?
He does, and I think he'll get it tonight. Do I think he's going to throw for 350? No. But in my experience playing with Russ on Thursday, he was very good because it's not a traditional game, and the game plans aren't traditional. You know, you play Sunday, you're compacting everything. You barely practice, and if you do practice, it's not at full speed. You never put shoulder pads on. So, and now having Javonte Williams out, I think we're going to see a little bit of the old Russ. Backyard-style football. Extend plays, make things up, make miraculous stuff happen. It's not going to be fluid, but all of a sudden it's like big play, run the ball, big play, touchdown. Mm. And that's, you know, the sad reality is until you see him like week in and week out kind of be a traditional pocket passing quarterback, I don't think he'll ever be that guy. He, like, I think this is a chance for Denver to capture something, which is go back in time here and just let Russ kind of make things up. And that's right. What I think he's his best at.
Luke Wilson with us. I'm sure you heard Tom Brady today say that he's been sitting back watching football. He said it's a lot of bad football. That's what he's seeing. Bad football. Do you agree with that assessment?
When he's, I'm obviously not Tom Brady, but when he said that, I resonated with that wholeheartedly. It's very strange, like, and you know, I'm trying to, like, not get in. You always hear those, like, retirees who are like, back when I played, I'm like, right. I'm not.
What's
that
he referring
removed.
To?
There's just a ton of mistakes. Like, the year that we won and the years that we were very good, let's call it 2013 to 2015, 2016, we would, like, come into games and minimize. Like, you wouldn't have a ton of drops in a game. You wouldn't have a lot of penalties. Sometimes we would get very aggressive defensively and be more aggressive penalties. I should say we wouldn't have a ton of false starts, that sort of thing. Where, like, now that I'm sitting back and watching these games on a weekly basis and analyzing them, it's amazing how many teams just, you know, mess up. I was going to say a different word, but we're on radio. And it's just...
Good idea.
You know, they just shoot themselves in the foot. And it's like dumb things that you learn, like at peewee football. You know, bad timed penalties. Okay, like unnecessary holding. I get if you're really working hard, you get an arm extended. But it's like, okay, as an offensive player, you know it's a hold and you don't know it's a hold. Like, come on, guys. If you're about to hold, like, just let him go and see if your guy can break the tackle. Interceptions, bad, poorly thrown balls, drops. Like, it just consistently adds up. I mean, for me, I think the one of the biggest culprits is the Bills. Like, the Bills should be undefeated. In my opinion, the Bills have, you know, the most talented team. I'd say them and Philly are at 1A and 1B for the most talented team in the NFL. But somehow, the Bills just seem to, like, go out here and make a bunch of, like, mistakes that I don't think are mistakes that other teams are forcing them to make. And it's not just the Bills. I'm being a little tough on them. But that's what I think Tom means when he's like, I'm watching film across the league, and it's, like, very sloppy football. You know? The details aren't there.
We were talking about that, the parity in the league. Like, how many teams legitimately do you think are contenders in the NFL, and the rest are just a bunch of teams playing 17 games?
On a normal year or this year?
This year, like what you're seeing, what Brady said about the parity and all of that.
I would say that this year, there's not one. I would say there's probably six contenders, but there's no one that's really, you know, now that I say that, I might even go more. I might say 10. I don't really think there's been a team outside of Philly, and I'm still like, because it's Philly and it's somewhat new, I'm like not 100% sold, but I just feel like every team, like, has had an opportunity to really separate them and be that squad, and they all just make mistakes. You know, I look at Baltimore. I don't think Baltimore should be in the situation they're at. You know, that defense should not be this bad. The Bills, I mean, I still think they're, like I said earlier, one of the best teams in the league, but it's like they should be blowing teams out every week right now, and they're not doing that. The Rams have looked bad. The Bucks have been so-so. The Packers, week one, looked awful. And even, like, the last couple of weeks, like, their win against the Bucks,
they don't look great.
Like, there's no one out here that's like, wow, these teams are playing at a very, very high level.
In terms of the Cowboys and where they're at, this Cooper Rush story is taking over the league, and now they're going into L.A. to play the Rams. That's Fox. That's America's Game of the Week. There'll be 25 million people watching, one of them being Dak Prescott, because we don't believe he's going to play. After that game, they go to Philly the following week, I believe on Monday Night Football. If Cooper Rush goes in there, plays well, plays efficiently, and they beat the Rams,
what happens? I know it sounds nuts, and maybe it's something similar. I mean, to me, it's like a hockey goalie. You know, if you bring a backup in, and he's getting shutouts and playing out of his mind, and you're winning, I mean, the man's yet to lose a game, and again, it'd be one of those things where if when Dak was in there, the Cowboys were rolling. But they're not, and they haven't been. So it's like Cooper Rush comes in. We've seen the emergence of Noah Brown. CeeDee Lamb is now starting to get hot. The run game looks better. The offense looks very balanced. You know, I hate this term, but I'm going to use it. They're playing complementary football. The defense is playing well. The offense is sustaining drives, keeping the defense off the field. They're getting the odd turnover. Like, I don't know what else. Like, why would you break this up? And I'm not saying that Cooper Rush is the most talented guy in the NFL. But if I'm a Cowboys fan, I'm thrilled. And if he goes in and beats the Rams, I mean, how do you bench him?
I'm with you. I mean, you know, Dak is doing it. He's hanging. He's got to be lurking. Don't you think? He's just hanging around, trying to make eye contact with Mike McCarthy.
Fair.
Because he wants to play. Understandably so, but I got to think he's feeling a little bit insecure.
Again, it
has to be.
And when I watch the Cowboys with Cooper Rush, and this is not a, it's weird because, you know, as fans, you want to pick like Cooper Rush versus Dak, like who's better. That's not what it's about. It's about winning games. And it's like when I watch the offense with the Cowboys and Cooper Rush playing, it just feels kind of flawless. There's fluidity. It's smooth. Does he have the arm strength that Dak has? Probably not. You know, is he going to run the ball and make, you know, extend plays like Dak? Probably not. But it's like, as far as conceptually, it just seems like Cooper Rush is in control of the game. And that's a huge ordeal.
That is. That's the kind of thing Al's brother as a GM would, I think, appreciate.
Yeah. GM Al's brother. I like that.
Stick around. We're going to come back with the picks. You and Al's brother can convene one more time, loop in the other guy. We're going to go through the whole slate. The Thursday night or tonight, you're on it. We got another London game. We got six games.
We can't call him the GM, okay?
We can't do that?
Wow. He's that's Palpatine.
He's got his claws in me right now.
Yeah.
I'm a young Anakin over here.
You are. See, you're Anakin Skywalker.
I got the reference, Hayes. I did. I'm not a diehard Star Wars guy, but I have seen him.
You get it, man. You'll be Darth Vader by the end of the year. You're going to hate football.
Not going to hate football. Hayes, we're about to come back.
No, you're not.
I'm going to say this week we'll be 2-0. We're going to be 2-1.
It's a trap.
All right. We'll come back with the picks, all right? You guys can explain the three-headed monster, where you are leaning tonight, and then we'll go from there. We'll do that next. Broncos tonight, Thursday night football. FanDuel currently has it at Broncos laying 3.5. Denver at home laying 3.5. That's courtesy of FanDuel and the FanDuel Sportsbook app. And we got Luke Wilson in studio. I believe we have Al's brother in there, maybe sharing a mic.
He's making, we're just crunching numbers over here.
Much like a high-ranking official at an NHL draft, they defer to people to run the draft. You guys, you know what you're doing. I'm deferring to you to announce the picks.
Well, I feel like I've been set up now. I mean, the moment of truth is here. And Al's brother, he's in the war room right now. He got a call. Maybe there's, I don't know what's going on. He didn't get a call. Oh, here he comes.
This guy's doing a walk-in right now? He's doing a walk-in, Al's
Look
brother.
Look at this, too.
Like, how is this necessary? Look at this buddy cop film that's developing right now.
We're getting
now.
To
Al's brother and Luke.
Okay, so you can hear me here. Originally, I was going with the Broncos, and I'm not saying the Broncos won't win tonight, but I liked Russell to scramble around, make some crazy plays that probably shouldn't happen, and go cover the spread.
Mm-hmm.
I did think it was going to be a whoever wins the turnover margin wins, and I figured with Chubb, we'll get enough pressure on Matty Ice, there'll be no run game, and Matty Ice will make at least one mistake, which will swing this thing. Have the Broncos cover the spread. However, after consulting with the Oracle,
recognize game. I just want to say, you stiffs have no idea what you're talking about. But recognize game, fellas.
Game recognize game. Okay, couple of Super Bowl winners.
I know this is what happened. Like he talked you into taking the Colts, didn't he?
he did.
Oh my God, dude! You have to know better than that.
I couldn't be happier.
His logic is sound. It's sound like he broke it down for me. I'm like, what you're saying is not. It's not, you know, it's
you
factual.
Can't avoid it, man. It's a trance. This guy, he has the ability. It's tremendous information, right? What does Tommy Boy say? He could sell a butcher or whatever. Yeah, I don't even know.
Yeah. Butcher, head up a butcher's ass. Yeah. Yes. I'm telling you right now, by week 8, Luke's going to hate his guts.
Yes.
And he's like poison ivy, and he's just slowly eating away at
What have you done to deserve this?
It starts tonight.
Well, this the is record where it so starts. Far hasn't been terrific.
Look at O-Dog's face right now.
Listen to this comment. Disgusted. The Finns are frauds. You know how that worked out. Just remember that one. The Finns are frauds.
Same team.
That's all
same
I'm
team.
Seattle, too. Worst team in the league. They're 2-2. Yeah. Two.
But
they won outright.
We've put that behind us. He's due for a big call. He's due.
All right, go ahead. Supply your information now, brother. Why do you think Indianapolis covers tonight?
So I think for a couple of reasons. One, I mean, I don't think the loss of Jonathan Taylor is going to be as abysmal as people think it's going to be. He really hasn't been running the ball as well. He's averaged only 55 yards over the last three games. I believe Philip Lindsay will get a chance to run the football. Big revenge game. Going back. We're all about that narrative here this weekend. But listen, this is where I think that they'll be able to run the ball. Last week, they ran the ball against Denver, the Raiders, for 208 yards against the Denver Broncos.
Let them know.
Time out. Okay. What I want to know is when you start spewing this stuff, you just mentioned a backup running back. Have you ever seen the guy run?
You're talking about a two-time 1,000-yard runner, two-time Pro Bowler for the Denver Broncos.
I do like Philip Lindsay.
No less than a couple years ago.
I do like Philip Lindsay. I'm not saying he's going to have 100 yards tonight,
okay,
but I do like him.
That's fine. That's all I wanted to hear.
There you go.
I think Matt Ryan is going to have himself a pretty good game tonight because, realistically, I'm not sold that defense is going to be as scary as they could be because there's no Randy Gregory. They're not going to be able to rush the passer as well. Ultimately, this offensive line has been not great so far to start the year, but here's the kicker. I think that the Indianapolis Colts are playing for their coach tonight. I think they're playing for their coach. That has not gone well for Frank Reich. They
Who
love the guy.
Who are you to say that?
Yeah, no kidding.
O-Dog is disgusted right
this
now.
This team is underperforming so much that his job, he's on the hot seat right now. And I think they go in, they get a dub for the coach. Plus, who do you want Nathaniel Hackett on a short week? I don't think so. I'll take the hook and the 3 points. Absolutely.
I actually have Denver winning on a 2-point or 2-minute drive by Russ. To me, it was the spread. I think the Denver will win, but I don't think they'll cover.
You think it's a field goal game, 2-minute drill,
yes,
and they win by three. I could see last possession winning this game tonight.
That
I
hook,
understand that.
I'll be on that hook that we got this morning because it was three, opened up as three. That hook really persuades me into Indianapolis.
Right,
it
so
really
FanDuel
does.
Oh, are you on board? You on board, man?
I'm on board, boys. I'm on board.
Wow.
You're on board. I'm on board.
I can't believe this guy took the 49ers.
I couldn't be happier with this because this is the beginning of what I've been saying, right?
I know.
This
That's
is it
kind
right
of in
now.
My back of my mind, too.
This is it, right? Luke came in thinking Denver, and Luke's a Super Bowl-winning football player, and Al's brother has turned him just like Palpatine did Anakin Skywalker, and now before you know it, he's going to be Darth Vader. Because I've never felt better about Denver possibly blowing out the Colts tonight. Possibly blowing them out.
I just don't see it happening, Brian.
I know you don't.
I know you don't.
All right, boys. There you go. The Buddy Cop film in development right now. Luke Wilson and Al's brother cracking the case of the Colts-Broncos game tonight. Good luck with your pick. We'll do the rest of the picks for the week tomorrow. There it is. Luke Wilson, Al's brother.